when you don't have a prayer, when the devil has you pinned down, as in Luke 22:31, and the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat." When you're at that point that you have no one to depend on, you have nothing to depend on except God, when you're at that point where you have not one prayer because your problem is that big, I come to remind you that there's someone out there. If you're undergoing spiritual attack, if you're undergoing spiritual oppression, this video is for you. For you see, the devil is out there as a roaring lion, destroying families, destroying marriages, destroying your children, destroying your job, finding ways to nit and to pick at you until he breaks you down. And he knows how to pin you into that corner. He knows how to put you into that corner where you're about to give up. When you don't have a prayer, there is somebody out there. You know, this is episode 4 of the devotionals. To follow along with the Bible verses, below the video there's a more information tab. The links will be there for you to pull it up on Bible Gateway and follow along. Many years ago, I was going through a lot of problems in my life. Not saying that I don't go through them now. I do go through them now, but... And there is this preacher called Tommy Bates. And some people don't like him because he's Pentecostal and all of that stuff. But to me, he's a great preacher. And he was sharing a story about... And I'm paraphrasing it, of course. How there was a funeral being held at a school because there was a shooting, if I'm not mistaken. There was a funeral being held at a school... for a particular reason, and they invited a Catholic, they invited a Baptist, and they invited him. So as he's getting up there to actually speak, and I'm paraphrasing the story, of course, they tell him, "You can say anything you want, but while you're preaching, you cannot mention Jesus." So the Catholic gets up there, he says what he says, Jesus is not mentioned. The Baptist get up there and says, "Well, you know, it is what it is, you know, God is sovereign, and whatever happens is his will," and all of that stuff that you hear sometimes. He got up there and he realized that he couldn't preach Jesus according to them. But they did not say that he couldn't sing Jesus. So he gets up on the podium and he begins to play the piano and he begins to tell them about, there's somebody out there. There's somebody out there. Now, that's a twofold statement, because there's somebody out there listening to me right now who is at the brink of giving up. Yes, you. You. But there's always also the person who forgets that there is somebody out there that is the answer to your problems. So he begins to sing, and he begins to sing, and the whole school is... crying, and he caps it off with, "Jesus is his name. He's that someone out there." Now, they told him he couldn't preach Jesus. They didn't tell him he couldn't sing Jesus. And he was able to witness to the entire school. And that was just such a blessing for me, because sometimes you fall in that point where the devil has gotten a hold of you. And you feel like you're the only one going through problems. You feel like you're the only one who's stuck in a rut. You feel like no one will listen to you. And you forget that there's somebody out there. And that somebody is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 59:19, folks. As these devotionals are going on, there's only a select few of you who actually listen to them. There's only a select few of you who take time to actually watch these, because we're not talking about anything happening in the world. We're talking about our lives here. And we're getting deeper each time. This is episode 4. We're getting deeper and deeper and deeper. And in Isaiah 59:19, "So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Do you believe that? Do you believe that the Spirit of the Lord is working on your behalf? Or has Satan, in his process to sift you as wheat, has gotten you to that point of no return? Has gotten you to that point where you see no hope? My brother, my sister, in the Lord, I don't know what the devil is doing to your life, but I can assure you that I'm noticing it. I am witnessing it. I am living it. Satan is attacking the body of Christ in a way that is unimaginable. He is attacking ministries. He is attacking ministries. He is attacking families. He is attacking your spiritual walk. In Daniel 6:17, and a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet. The devil has his agents all over this world. And these agents have thrown you in the lion's den. And they've not only thrown you in the lion's den, they've given you up for a complete loss. They've put the stone on there and they've signed it with their own signet, but they forget who's on your behalf. The King of Kings. But that's the world's agents. That's Satan's agents. But what about yourself? You think your problem is so big and you've given up on your own hope? And you yourself have put any hope in the lion's den and you've sealed it and you've put your own signet. I have no hope. My marriage has no hope. My financial situation has absolutely no hope. And for by all means, I'm not talking about the prosperity gospel here. But there are many of you who are being oppressed in your workplace. I can't find a good husband. I can't find a good wife. You're single in this crazy world and you've given up hope and you've, no, I'm done. Oh, how hard it is when all hope is given upon. In Daniel 6:17, it says, sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. How hard is it when you give up hope? How hard is it when people around you have given up hope on you? I remember when God started moving in my life more and more and more and more and more, and I began to mature more in the Lord. This is several years ago, and I have a lot more to grow up on, by the way. But as God started opening my eyes more and more and more, I had to make up my mind on certain things that were contrary to what my family thought on, especially my brother when he was living his lifestyle of sodomy. And I had to make certain decisions concerning what my daughter could see or could not see, because I did not want her to be part of a lifestyle that I didn't agree with. Oh, how hard it is when your family cuts you off for following the ways of God. Oh, how hurtful it could be when your whole family has turned against you and they've put that stone there, they've signed it with their own signet, and they've said, this matter is not going to be changed, and you have nobody, nobody, nobody but God. If that's you today, don't give up hope. Don't give up hope. Don't give up hope. God was with Daniel. God will be with you. The world has turned against you because you're following God. Genesis 50:20. But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. You may not see the purpose of why you're going through what you're going through. The devil's purpose is to destroy you. God's purpose is to use that to bring people to the gospel. The devil used alcohol to convert you into an alcoholic. But God has used that disaster as life so that you can bring people and save much people with your testimony about how alcoholism is a sin. The devil thought that he could have destroyed you when he left you homeless, when he left you an addict. When the devil attacked you and you were abused as a child, when your parents abandoned you, when your mother abandoned you, and he thought that that was it for you, but he didn't realize that there is a God. That there is a God. These are basics that I'm telling you today. I'm not telling you anything that you don't already know. These devotionals are not a new revelation. This is common basic stuff. But we need a reminder every now and days. We need a reminder that we do have an enemy, but we need a reminder that that enemy is defeated. Job 23:10-11. But he knoweth the way what I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept and not declined. Have the trials of this world caused you to stumble? Have you begun to believe the lies of Satan that there is no hope in your life? Brothers and sisters in the Lord, several years back, I was declared by doctors in the intensive care unit that I might not make it too far. I was on 6 insulin shots every day. I was on Levemir in the morning on top of that, and on Victoza in the evenings on top of that. I remember being in that intensive care unit, being so oppressed by the devil, because some of these doctors can be so negative. You see, they see so many patients go through the same thing, and some of them are not disciples of Christ. So to them, it's like nothing to tell you what the diagnosis of the world is, and that a diagnosis is usually not good. But I come to remind you that God was with me, and that God is with you. I remember the doctor telling me, your kidneys are going to fail you. My urine was coming out like mud, a very dark, brown, nasty, disgusting color. I remember one doctor touching my legs and saying, if you keep on like this, you may not have these legs much longer. And in those moments, I'm thinking, how am I going to support my wife? I am the only one who works in my house because my wife stays with our daughter and homeschools her. Oh Lord Jesus, what am I going to do? Oh Lord Jesus, how am I going to buy these medications? Oh Lord Jesus, how am I going to go to work when I feel so sick inside? And you begin to repeat and you begin to believe the lies of the devil upon your life, man. And that takes you to the gutter, and that takes you to the point that is disastrous. While I was in that intensive care unit, I did not allow my wife to go see me. I did not allow my daughter to go see me. I felt so ashamed, man. I was sitting there, man, being spiritually attacked by Satan. And I'll tell you, I believed many of his lies. Many of his lies. But then what that brings is self-pity, you know? And you don't want to be that either. But Psalm 18:39, for thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me. And our enemy that we face, Ephesians 6:12, this is an enemy involving principalities and demons and spiritual entities that rise up against you, but in the name of Jesus Christ are defeated. 2 years later, 2.5 years later, what is it now? I still have my legs. My circulation is better than ever for the glory of Jesus Christ. I've lost a lot of weight. My A1C went from a 13.5 to the last one it was tested, a 5. If you're not a diabetic or have not been a diabetic, this may not mean much to you. But if you've been a diabetic or you are a diabetic, please in the comment section explain to these people how a person can go from 13.5 to non-diabetic for the name of Jesus Christ. Insulin defeated in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's not to say that diabetes is of Satan necessarily, because I brought that upon myself by not living the right life. And I could have gotten desperate, and at times I did. But as a loving father, God had to teach me lessons on living healthy. And it took time. And your victory is going to take time. It took you years to get into the mess that you're in. It may take years to get out of it. Begin to live a new life for Jesus today. If you're in a problem right now because of something you yourself have caused upon yourself, begin to live a new life right now. Psalm 18:36, thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. It's never too late. It's never too late. There's somebody out there, and that somebody is Jesus Christ. And that's not to say that I don't go through issues. I'm going through issues here and there, and you're going through issues here and there. You know, we live in a world, man. These bodies are our flesh, you know? Not everything that happens to you is a demonic attack from Satan. There are things that just happen because they happen. But you know what? God loves you, man. And God knows how hard this is. And God knows your tears. And God knows how many times you cry and you don't show your wife, or you don't show your husband, or you don't show your kids, or you're single and you cry because you're alone. Your family doesn't love you. Your neighbors don't love you. You feel lonely. I get it. I get it. But you have Jesus. Psalm 18, 31, 32. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. Trust upon God today. Don't let your heart become bitter today. Turn that frown upside down, hallelujah. Turn that frown upside down, hallelujah. When the world comes against you, trust in Him. When you don't have a prayer according to the world, trust in Him. When your enemies rise up against you and you want to take it to the flesh, don't take it to the flesh, take it to the Spirit of God. For God is with you. 2 Kings 6:18. And when they came down to him, Elijah prayed unto the Lord and said, Smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elijah. You think you're alone? That could be no further away from the truth. The angel of the Lord encampeth about them that fear him. When you walk into a room, if you're following the commandments of God and you're living a holy life for God, you're not walking in there alone. You're walking with the power and the Holy Spirit of God. And demons tremble. And this is why the devil wants to take you out. But listen to me. Focus on Jesus today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence, all of us, Lord, whether this is on YouTube, whether this is on iTunes, Roku, television, wherever it is, in the name of Jesus, we come before you today. Either praying for those who have given up hope, who are on the brink of giving up, so that you can encourage them in the name of Jesus. Those that are going through sleep paralysis, those that are seeing objects move in their homes, those who are hearing things in their houses, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of God, we rebuke witchcraft. Holy Spirit of God, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke the demons of witchcraft. The demons of sorcery, in the name of Jesus. If you're someone who is going through that, who is going through these moments where you have no hope according to the doctors, you have no hope according to your family, you have no hope according to the world, they've written you off, man. You're done. Not in God's eyes. No, not in God's eyes. In the name of Jesus, you're his precious child, and until you have a son or a daughter, you're not going to realize what that really means. Oh, you're never going to realize it until you have your own child, man. How beautiful the father son daughter relationship is. You're his baby. And what father leaves his baby by himself? None. He has not forsaken you. He has not abandoned you. He has not left you alone. The devil is defeated in Jesus' name. Right there where you're at. Praise Jesus. Repent if you have to. But don't go away from God. For as I mentioned already several times, when you don't have a single prayer and you're done. I don't know if you've been there. I've been there multiple times. There's somebody out there. And his name is Jesus. May God bless you. Thank you for watching this. Thank you for viewing these and sharing them with your friends and families. Visit our website to stay in touch anytime. I just want you to know that I love every single one of you greatly. Every single one of you, in Jesus' name. Don't give up hope. Don't give up hope. Let Satan give up hope, but not you. He knows he's defeated. He knows his time is short. He knows. And you know it too. So take authority in the name of Jesus. I love you. I care for you. keep on seeking the ways of God. God bless.